It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. You know who I be, you know who I is, you know who this is, man. I'm Mike Wakadiri. To my left, I'm joined by...
Kazeem Jamal, you done know. Thomas Gengley in the building, repping South London every time. Big up the Arsenal gang, done know. Yeah, big dicks, shit.
I don't understand any of that. That was wild. That was very flagrant.
I'm going to stop doing the sex noise at episode 101.
Any particular reason?
Just had a good run.
Had a good run. And to the left, to the left!
It's me, Darren Griffiths, a.k.a. Papa Griff, a.k.a. Baron Schneider. We're just making up names.
Baron Schneider. Hey, how you guys doing, guys? Had a good week? We're making up fake names. Some bullshit.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I got inspired by Kazeem.
Look what you're manifesting. Thomas Gengley.
I liked it.
I'm an influencer, bro.
He's an influencer.
Jeez. Come through.
I got a reflection, guys.
Yes.
Well, speak your truth, man. Before we get to questions, speak your truth, my guy.
It's for you two.
Oh.
Really. I've never really thrown an event before.
All right.
With such numbers that are just scattered everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want to take this time to apologize to you guys and to many others as well, but you guys as well. I didn't spend enough time with you guys on the day of the party christening.
Do you know what? When people do that, I don't expect the celebrant to spend time with me. So I don't even anticipate. I don't even... The fact that we see each other, we spud...
Yeah.
Is enough.
So you said you felt bad about it, but you also said it was the first time throwing stuff. Like, yeah, that's standard. You gotta
think
about it. It's you divided by the number of guests. That 100%. Is how much percent time you get to spend over.
Yeah.
And then there's even a ranking, because if it's like a grandparent or an auntie who's come from really far 100%. Away, like, I can't just give them the same divided time.
Yeah.
He's like, you must see people like me and Mike. I see these guys literally fortnightly,
no doubt.
And then I see them at gigs, and I see it's just like,
yeah, there's levels.
I'll be real.
I've got
to
spend more time with this person.
Yeah, this relative that I don't see or who's flown over.
I'll be real. I hear that.
Yeah,
and that makes a lot of sense. But I'll tell you the truth. A football was brought out. Somebody said, "Do you want to play? Keep it up."
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of my time just that day playing football.
That's the most time I spent with you.
I was playing football. Yeah. People were saying to me, "Where's the baby?" I said, "I don't know."
He's well looked after, isn't
it? She was like, "Can you come here in a sec?" I was like, "One second, I'm in the middle of a game." And I went home and I reflected and I was like, I was a terrible host.
You're enjoying yourself.
But you live and you learn. But I do want to thank you guys for making the effort and coming down.
I'm annoyed. I was meant to bring the gift that I got for because I came late.
Oh, it's not about gifts. You came with your time.
Yeah, no. I'm going to bring it next link up we have. I'm going to bring it because it's on the windowsill. I was meant to bring it. When we got here, we were talking, I forgot, ay, caramba.
Yeah.
But I'm going to
much appreciated, man.
Yeah, no, hosting events isn't fun, man. I'm never doing it again.
Oh yeah, I said this is his last party.
You do first. Yeah, I'm planning his first.
Unless it's first. A party where it's like, yeah, we're going Quasar, and I just go right. Here's the
check.
I booked it. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
what time did the grub even come? Okay.
Shit. Oh yeah, you missed out.
Yeah.
Fam came about.
I mean, I ducked at like 2:30.
Came about 10 to 4.
Oh, yeah. No chance for me.
So I had to take Zadie to McDonald's.
Yeah, 10 to 4 it came. Like, and then...
Well, was the guy apologetic? Or was it kind of like...
apologetic.
I was pissed off he came in a Arsenal Jamaica colours. I was like, oh, he's Jamaican. He's fucking Jamaican.
Well, he's letting people know that too.
But deepest thing was, after the event, like a couple of days after, I had to kind of have it out with him being like, you know, I'm not paying full price for that.
Mm.
It was meant to be here. Originally, it was meant to be here for when we got there.
Mm.
Then on the day, he was like running a bit behind time, about 1-ish. But my mum had to chase him. He wasn't letting us know he was gonna be there.
Mm.
And then I get to the venue after the church. She goes, "Yeah, 3:00." I'm thinking, "Fuck." We bring out the food. Then I go to Sainsbury's, pick up that food.
Mm.
It's taking ages. We get back, we unpack it all, my mum puts it out, and then it was just gone, innit?
Of course, yeah.
It was just,
yeah, because everyone's just feeling, innit?
Where, like, certain people had selected certain things. Like, I think you guys had selected certain things off of that menu.
Yeah.
And obviously, the Oyen Boz had selected certain things.
Oh, shit, selection of sandwiches. Yeah.
Yeah, that was for the Oyen Boz.
Yeah.
Specifically. So when I was walking around, I was saying to a lot of people, like get some view, but obviously it's for them man over there.
Yeah, that's their main meal. Yeah, they eat their main meal.
Yeah, it's for them man. I don't know how to put it. The enemy. it's for them. And anyway, and then it just went. And then my mum was getting vexed. She was like, "It's just gone. No one's even waited." Because we were meant to say blessing for the food, but obviously the hot food was late, and then put that out. And I said, "But mum, reflect. Like, really, we was all rushing in it. What we really should have done is not put it out. Bring everyone to a halt, and then say, look, there's some food there. If you ordered that, that's for you. And whatever's
communication in it,
whatever's
God, that would have incited violence.
It would have, but like
you guys handled it the right way, just letting people just get trashed. Because
and then the food was late.
If I've put my jerk chicken order in, and I'm seeing the people got sandwiches, just eating sandwiches.
Yeah, your head's going to be a little hot still.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then the food came, and then by that point, I wasn't even like it was too hot. I was too hot. Might have been kicking ball, like I said. Like,
yeah.
It's not post-match recovery, you know what I'm saying? Say, like, I'm trying to get a protein shake in and do my cool down after such an intense session. And, like, we didn't even get any of the birthday cake.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't even get any of the birthday cake. We got the christening cake, but we didn't get the birthday cake. So, yeah, it was for me, for someone that had also such little involvement in the planning of it.
Yeah.
Like, my mum just went super nanny and went, "Yeah, man's got this."
Yeah.
She invoiced me today for it.
Whoa.
I said, okay. I never asked for balloons. So,
so you're not even doing take backs.
I never
asked you a big speech of the day showing mad love. Now you're doing take backs.
I never asked for
just
balloons.
Just going through this, I'll do after that.
Yeah. Like, what is this? Why have we got boxes that spell his name? I know his name. So who asked for that?
You rented the whole venue. I didn't enter that room.
We could have split.
I thought that room. I thought we had the field. I thought we were just gonna turn up. But yeah, but no. Big props. Thanks for coming.
Nah, all good, man.
Never doing it again. Even if I have another child, you just better hope God accepts you on default.
Just do a quick christening. That's just in the interlude of a normal church service, isn't it? Just like normal church service, just... and it's like, can we just.
Well, the reverend's my auntie, innit?
Yeah.
So I might just be like, can you just do this at the crib?
So I cocked the name.
Yeah. Can you just do this at the crib? Like, what we got to do with this? We do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but no. It was, all in all, it was a success. But yeah.
But that's the thing with event planning.
I should have spent more time with the guests.
No, it happened, but I think with event planning, that's the thing. And I was like, that's the thing people talk about, especially with weddings and stuff like that, man. Like, you know, certain costs you probably have to pay or you're going to pay with the christening. But when you add wedding to that, or say it's a wedding, the cost just increase exponentially. I went to a wedding on the weekend.
And fam, I don't know if I could do it.
Well, wedding?
Fam.
Listen, I'm telling you now, if you do, when you do get married, yeah, just make it as small and as quick as possible. So if she gives you a hint of I just want to get married, that's all I want, just do it.
Don't let
any idea of wedding and ceremony happen. Just go, let's go registry office now then. Just call her bluff and go, let's go registry office now.
That's hilarious.
And get it locked in. Fair. And it's done.
That's basically what I've done, essentially, and we've not done.
But you did have a big Nigerian.
No, we're meant to. COVID fucked us up.
Shit. So they didn't.
2020, we're meant to have.
So your missus has not had money sprayed.
She ain't had. She ain't had nothing. We're meant to do big wedding in 2020. August the 1st was meant to be the trad. And then a week later was meant to be the white wedding.
Yeah.
Had, like, venue booked, all this blah, blah, blah.
But you end up being registry office.
And then obviously COVID, X all that. So then September. 2020, we went to registry office. That's what I think. Like, it was like you could have 30 people. So literally, it was like her immediate family, my immediate family, some of her aunts and stuff at her house. So we had a little reception at her house. The registry office is down in her parents' house, I should say. So that's all we've had. And then we rebooked for 2021. Then we missed the cutoff for, remember, we had that like traffic light system.
Yeah.
We missed the cutoff by a few weeks of the rescheduled date. Because remember, we were just guessing. I just played 2020. We were just, this shit should be done in a year. No clue, no sight, exactly. Just like in a year's time. And obviously, since that, we're just like, let's wait till COVID is like done.
Mm.
Now it's done. It's like financing. And obviously, my wife is like, isn't interested in anything. I would like to do something because we formally not met each other, like wider family.
Right.
Like, obviously, I met immediate family. I met her cousins, likewise. Sure. But when we've gone to events, like I went to one of her sort of cousin's wedding, so to speak, on the weekend. I'm being introduced to people like, "Hey, this is my husband," which is a bit mad to.
Yeah, people don't. That's a mad introduction. You come in straight away. They should know. Yeah,
this is my husband. It's a bit of a mad introduction. So, I would like to do something, but it's obviously timing and even if just a reception of some sort. Yeah. But I know it comes with these costs. I would like to do it.
Let's do it at a gig.
What, comedy store? Just so like,
everyone's, it's already like lights and all that.
Lights there. Yeah, just like what the food is, pizzas, like oven.
You could do your set and just be like, I would like also like to say a few words.
That's true. Yeah, you know, see the light flashing red and like just ignore it and stuff that. And
like, I'm never going to play here again because I've run over 15 minutes. But don't worry.
I would like to do something, man. Yeah. But you know, but is that the cost? And as you rightly say, because you've gone through the full works, you know the cost. So, were there, how many people there? Obviously, you don't have to say their names. How many people there? The people that you invited, totally. Would you, if you could choose, like you would just cut out? Like, how big was your wedding, and how ideally would you cut it too? If you could.
This is funny thing about culture, right? So, we thought our wedding was relatively small. But all of our like white friends and family stuff. Your wedding was massive.
I was it 300?
No, like 100 and odd. Like 100. Like the daytime was, it's like 110.
Yeah.
Daytime, and then we had like maybe another 50 to 60 guests come in the evening.
That's pretty small.
Yeah, I'd say so because I'm thinking of my Asian mates, Nigeria mates, where it's just like 300.
Yeah, I'd have 500 capacity wedding on your Friday.
500 hours,
yeah, exactly. But then I do think about my like English mates. It was like, there's like 7 of us.
Well, I did a wedding recently, and it's like, what? Like, there was probably it's easy that like, over 100, probably 150 people there. You know what I mean? So
I've seen it both ways. But so I thought I was just pretty small. We got married in October because. We thought like we'd get out of the summer.
Yeah, competitive price.
Get the winter discounts. And that's so we thought we'd still have decent weather. Yeah, but even that, it was like, it's just, it's the stress, it's the admin of who to invite, who not to invite.
Yeah, the politics.
Yeah. Are you inviting? I got a couple messages on the day of the christening.
Being like,
my uncle was like, this is how you know, like, this is why you ain't got an invite, fam. Because, like, you inbox me on Facebook because you don't have my number.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he was like, thanks for the invite. And
so on the salty one?
Yeah, on the salty one. And I was like, trying to be a better person.
Yeah.
Because I was going to message him back and be like, what's my son's name?
Yeah. Because that was on my rules. So when my mum was going, I want to invite this person to the wedding, I was like, do you don't know my wife's name? Do you know my fiance's name?
Mm.
They're like, she's like, okay, well, exactly. Just send them. Just ask them that. Just ask them, do you know my fiance's name?
Because everyone wants to come do lifestyle, chop life. Yeah. Chop life.
Or send them a picture of four.
Yeah.
I could give them a chance. Send them a picture of four women and go pick which
ones. He did put a police line up.
These times, Darren sent like all four pictures are Naomi, just like.
I would give a chance. Three of them would be Naomi, one of them won't be.
Hair up, hair down, so hat funny. On, and then just someone that's not her.
That is so funny.
I think it's hat. Wrong one.
The police, like, that is crazy. Right.
But yeah, so that was, my uncle said that. And then, like, my younger cousin was in her feels because I didn't send her an invite. Personally,
yeah, it's just,
but it's like,
what did, like, she did got the WhatsApp message and thought,
it's in the group WhatsApp, the group that you took yourself out of, and I sent it to your mum who would afford it.
Well, like, I didn't put it in the group WhatsApp because I couldn't find the group WhatsApp, which means I must have left it or it got shut down, right? But there was one for when my cousin was getting married, anyway. But I sent it to her mum, and I was like, the way my dad's side of the family is, like, they can't keep a secret. Like, I rang my dad reluctantly and was like, you're going to be a granddad. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Let's give him the benefit of that. 24 hours later, I'm getting messages. Congratulations! I'm like, who the fuck? Your dad? I was like, this fucking guy. So when I sent this invite to my aunt, I'm like, there's no way this ain't.
Yeah,
like, this is gonna be wildfire.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna disseminate.
It's meant to disseminate on purpose. Yeah, I don't want to talk to everyone. So you just
this is you. But apparently, because I didn't send it to her directly, she was not on rolling. But then on the other side, did you see my cousin? You might have gone by this point, but my cousin, that was, she had the dreads and she was taking pictures of everyone.
Yeah, she needs to give me the picture.
I've got some on my phone that I need to send out. And the photographer should actually be sending me the photos this weekend. Anyway, I sent it to her and was like, "So they're the Henrys."
Yeah.
But so they're the children and stuff of my grandma's sister.
Yeah.
But they got different dads, so they're the Henrys, right? And I just said, "Just send that to everyone."
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was like, "What about this person, that person?" I was like, "Fuck it, just send it to
them, everyone." Yeah.
Just send it to them. And then I didn't have to worry. I was like, cool. Because then you just start, on that link, I just started seeing it come in. So-and-so's coming. They want this. So-and-so's coming. They want that. And I was like, cool. On the other side, I was just like, I guess you're not coming then. Like, you know what I mean?
People just create obstacles.
Yeah. Family stuff always becomes that, man. And that's the difficult thing and the challenging thing. Don't invite this person. Invite this person. You could invite that person. Well, that person doesn't like someone who's going to be at the party. So is it worth the aggro of them being in the same vicinity? It's all this BS, all this mess, trying to make everyone happy. And you probably spend so much time making other people happy, you forget to make yourself happy. And
the hardest one is like, I can't invite them and not invite them.
Yeah, it's that 100%.
Yeah, the politics. You
know, they're part of the same, like, group or something.
Yeah, like, it's like, the people I invited from work is like, they've held it down, to be honest. Like, I want it to be like, do not chat about this in work. Because there's a lot of people
I
did not invite here. Like, you know what I mean?
But if we're all mature and adults, it's like, they didn't invite me.
You should be able to move on.
Some people just can't. Or they start doing the maths and weighing up. It's like, wait, so they got a plus one. I didn't get a plus one. But we've been with each other for this amount of time. How come they think? Did they not rate me or rate my missus or rate my... It's like, no. It's just, I've got limited numbers and numbers I can't invite everyone.
Yeah, man.
I can't afford to invite everyone.
I sent all the invites out and I was like, I'm hoping you, man, drop out. Like, not you, man. But like, a certain man on there, I'm like, I'm hoping, like, you don't turn up.
Yeah, yeah, because it makes your life easier.
Or you say, I can't make it or whatever. Like, please, because one, it's not that deep. Two, it's expensive.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You pay per head and stuff like that and whatnot. Yeah, like food, all that.
Slightly on the food, we should have gone with the someone that gave us a higher quote, but just was way more professional. But my mum knew the chef.
Yeah.
So she, all the people we went to for the food obviously were black.
Yeah.
But so it wasn't even a case of being like, we could try to keep this money in the black community. It was.
Well, I guess you're going for a Caribbean catering.
For the food, it's going to be, you know, like 99% of the time, it's going to be in the black community.
Yeah.
But my mum was like, let's keep it in the black community and someone we know and help them out. And then I said to my mum after that, I was like, never again. Because I had to underpay the photographer as well.
Oh, he took the piss?
He left 20 minutes early.
Oh, like during the peak time when you were doing stuff?
Like, so we got no official pictures of the speeches, the cake cutting, none of that. Like,
That's going to be more than the time cut then. That's...
Well, yeah, but the thing, but to what end? Why would they cut early? Like, that's like, what are they trying to? Did they have another gig that they were trying to
he
get to?
He said
like,
he thought it was 10 till 2. But in a message, it clearly states 10:30 till 2:30. And he left at 2:10.
No, so it doesn't like, matter. Message, like, you're at the event.
And also,
you
put in
photos of certain things.
Yeah.
He put travel expenses in on the invoice when I never knew that was going to be on the quote.
Was that discussed?
So, no, never once. Wait. And I said at the beginning, let me know what your price is.
What was that, zone 3?
What, Lewisham?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-3, yeah.
But what I'm saying he was driving. You can't charge travel expenses.
Yeah, that's cheeky.
He was driving.
You know what I mean? If you've done doing this christening and it's in the Cotswolds,
yeah,
it's like, fine.
Yeah,
the thing
yeah,
is,
yeah,
I
yeah.
know, but I know the guy. Yeah. So if you had said...
And you know he lives around the corner.
I don't know, really. I think he lives in the northwest somewhere.
My man's just driving around the North Circle. <for practice. laughs>
But if you had said at the beginning, look, bro, this is like, look, if I'm putting on a show,
yeah,
I come to you, man, and I'm like, look, the show's in Maidstone.
Yeah. Mm.
And I go like, look, This is what I got. This is what I can work with. Like, just if you can figure out a number in there,
yeah,
let me know, innit? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, I'll do that for X. I'll do this amount of time for this amount of money. Yeah. And I go, brilliant, thank you. Boom, boom, boom. This is the time, the date, da-da-da-da-da. Mm. And then later on, you send me your invoice and it's got expenses on there.
That's crazy.
It's a liability because I would have paid it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
because
I know you, I'm not gonna not give you the business because you go, I need some travel expenses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just tell me before.
But just
it's
tell me.
Yeah, it's communication.
Don't sneak it on the
yeah,
invoice,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, and I said to my mum, reflection is, if we do anything ever again,
yeah,
we're not booking anyone we know because it just makes it so techie and awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can't be firm, like you can't be like that was unprofessional. Da, da, da. You can't come on strong because it's like rah. What if they?
And the guy with the pictures, like, you kind of like got to like not be too hard because man could just go delete.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bruv,
when they hold that power over you, woo!
You kept on the ransom. It's like the same with like our bathroom flipping leaks and stuff. So we've got like, ceiling needs to be redone. This guy just keeps on going. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll come in. This, and then he's like, do you need to tell him about it? So I was like, no. What I need him to do is come back here.
And finish what he's doing.
I don't want to tell him about himself because he needs to do the work. Once he's done the work, maybe.
It's like a restaurant, isn't it? You can't chat to them before you eat your food.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, you're going to be eating someone's ass crack, fam.
They wiped their ass with a steak.
There's an essence. This must be what this mission. Why I paid extra for these Michelin stars.
Booty your fish underneath the fridge, man.
Oh. Why, like, obviously, this was probably why I shouldn't even be going to the barber shop. But one guy, when I had an envelope, when I moved to, I met one barber, and he would always hit a piss at the time. Always. Like, I'll text him, 11 o'clock call, works for me. I'll get there 11, shutters are down.
Those guys.
And it's like, oh my, as I call him, and he looks like I've just woken him up. He's just like, always in a spin. I'll be there. I'm just got da, 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 da. And every time was some bullshit excuse.
Bare stories.
I'll be waiting half an hour. Cool.
I bet he's a shutter.
And he'd just be, It could have been. He didn't present like that, but he could have been. But he'll be then busting joke, and I'm bare mad.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't.
I've waited half an hour. Oh, Skylar, how are you? And I'm there, like.
Can I tell you a funny story about the barbers?
Yeah.
I remember one time I was in the barbers, and this is what this is one of the reasons it prompted me to move to a private barber. That I'm just in. It's not a barber shop. It's in the back of his yard, in a proper like nice shed thing.
Okay, okay.
But anyway, I'm in
that's
the.
That's how you got your hair kind of locked up.
No, is that, I hadn't moved yet.
Oh, right.
My old barber.
I remember seeing to be locked up. Like, why is?
Like, yeah, I had fresh. I hadn't moved barbers yet. My old barber was just letting people in through the back. Pause.
Money after you make, boy.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember I was there, and I listened to. He had it playing, Drake's Take Care album.
Yeah,
twice.
That's how long you was in there for.
That's how long he took, and it was the ones where it was like 1 o'clock. Yeah, calm. You walk in, you're like, everything good? He's like, every time. Yeah, so I got like 5 men ahead of you still. I'm running a bit late, a bit late. And his brother would go to have a cigarette break after every trip.
Yeah.
So like, hey, you can't firm the craving for.
And you're saying that as a smoker, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I wasn't a smoker at the time.
Oh, okay. Do you understand it now?
No, because it's not like I'm on stage and I go, 2 seconds, guys. I'll be back. It's been 20 minutes since I had my last cigarette. Yeah, maybe more because I'm in a green room and I've got to walk all the way to the front. Unless it's Glee Cardiff, I can't just walk out and have a cigarette.
That is party.
You know what I mean? So it's like, firm it, cuz. It's business. And yeah, I remember being in the chair. I just texted my mum and everything. I must have been like 20, 21. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna make this brother trim my head and I'm not going to pay him because I feel like he's taking a piss. Finishes his trim. He's like, yeah, what's that saying? I'm like, it's good, fam. Yeah, £20 legal fees. I paid my £9.
Did you give him a tip? Well, that was a fee.
No. But then I went to my new barber. He was like, I must have been paying, I think I was paying £20 for my trim, yeah. New barber was like, it's £30. £10 difference. But if he says the trim's at 1 o'clock,
it's at 1 o'clock.
I'm in the seat at 12:58, like ready to go, locked and loaded.
He'll pay the difference for that.
Even my man, after all of this bullshit, cost of living, he was like, it's gone up to 35. I said, whatever the weather, cuz.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your time's precious, isn't it? Time is money.
The only
isn't
thing
it?
That annoys me about him is that he doesn't want to do it forever.
Oh, he wants to quit the barbering game.
He's got a fashion brand that was built on his barbering.
Do you know why this has happened? Because he's got a dad like Mark Wackadiri. That's why. He won't let him just follow his dream.
With barbering, there's a limit to how many you can do in an hour.
Yeah.
However,
you can own a barbershop.
You can own a barbershop. And also, to be fair, if you're one of these guys, then you can get Michael Richards, get £200 a trim or whatever, or these Premier League ballers.
Yeah,
there's a guy in North. Did you guys come and do it? We was gonna do like a podcast show kind of thing in the barbershop. It was me, Marcus, Verona.
No, but no,
no.
Yeah, and that guy he trims ballers.
Oh yeah.
I think he's trimmed French Montana. He's trimmed,
I
know two.
He was on the Fast and Furious set as a.
I know two barber. Like celeb barbers. So he might be one. I can't think who. Shop you might have been in, but I know
it was in not Barnet, not Harrow,
up around there,
what, Edgware?
Edgware, kind of area.
Shoot, then,
but he was cold.
Hey, man, you can make these like chartered barbers, but you can make decent money. I just don't know, and you can charge a bespoke price. I just don't know if you could do that for vehicles, but maybe you can if you're in that circle. Let's get into the listeners' question very
late.
Let's
do it.
We're gonna do listeners' question, or we're gonna do. The multiple choice question.
Oh, I like that. So, thank you for sending this in. Appreciate you, listener. A mother with no hobbies, man. You know what I mean? This is something I can relate to. Mother's coming and she's written in because she doesn't have too many hobbies she likes to do. She likes chilling on the couch. She's a homebody. She likes staying at home, chilling on the couch, scrolling her phone, going on TikTok, all that good stuff. Whereas she's resentful of her husband, who likes to go out, gallivant the streets, go out and about the things that he likes looking forward to. So, us guys, obviously, we come from professional jobs. I guess comedy at some point for us was all our hobby. And now we're able to sort of make an income from it, fortunately. Maybe not all of us, HMRC don't listen.
But we're able. Pro bono, we're doing this for the love of the sport. Of
HMRC the game. know what I'm doing.
Oh, they know they self assessment
yeah.
your ass.
Yeah, yeah, they're coming for some old money.
That
big number
was wrong.
Yeah, I called. They were like, "This shouldn't say that." I was like, "Thank God."
Yeah, oh, wow, you're gonna be working.
The number is 2 something.
Yeah, no, the number that was on his tax return, this guy would have been making like 200.
Oh, bags.
300,000 pounds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like...
Was that 5 figures?
I was stressing.
It was a dumb number.
Yeah, it was 5 figures.
Yeah, it was a dumb number as tax, not the income, tax. I was like, yeah. I go, that's wrong.
I said, what about this number? They went, yeah, that shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I said, HMRC will fully put dates as numbers accidentally and stuff. They will fuck up like that.
Dates as numbers is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all been resolved.
Yeah.
Fortunately. Oh, so they know about you.
It was an old tax bill for when I started a sports coaching company and I never paid it. And they were like, well, we're just going to take it now.
Yeah. Oh, they remembered you.
Oh, when I... When I declared that I was...
That's hilarious.
Let's take that. Let's get to good.
Before I start talking about this guy's gonna say a lot of shit on record, boy.
Hey, I started this year, man.
Is that me?
Hey, man. Let's just say, I don't know. I can talk from personal experience. But do either of your partners have sort of simple hobbies that they like to do that your lifestyle?
My girl has a hobby. It's called telling boring stories.
Oh, hot damn!
What?
Naomi doesn't have hobbies, except for actually that's like over lockdown she's developed a hobby. Actually going to the gym. She actually started going to the gym. So that
girls don't have hobbies.
But yeah, but before I'm that, convinced. No, but before that. 100% good, and she would say that herself. She'd be embarrassed. I remember our first days. Oh, what are you into? And I'd be like, oh, no, I play football and I do comedy and I like to do this, I like to do that. I go, what about you? She's like, shopping.
Wow. just stretching arms.
That's a hobby that's dictated to you, by the way.
I like shopping.
I can't do my hobby this month. Why? Fam. Overdraft.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's our hobbies and stuff, and I thought. She was embarrassed, but like Kaz said, I haven't really met many women
girls
that
don't
do have hobbies. So I guess when it comes to this transition into motherhood now, that as guys, we're like, I just want to get back to doing my life.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, I've done my paternity leave for 2 weeks. I want to go back to work. I'll go back to gigging. I want to go back playing football. Yeah, I want to go back to see my friends. Whereas I feel like a lot of women build that resentment.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, all right. I'll take the kid for the day. Go do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know what I want to do.
We're all living parallel lives.
Yeah, it's like, well, I've got the kid for the day, so go do something then. It's not as easy for me. I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't know we all live the same life.
I don't know what to tell you. You're not fun.
So you got the same thing as well. There's no hope.
I've like tried to tell her to like just find like I don't know if there's even like meet up acts where you can like meet up and like or find new activities in the area that you can do and stuff like that, and be like just do something. I get annoyed. Like I scroll social media as much as anyone. Obviously with the role with being a comic, you got to be online. So yeah. I'm on it. I'm guilty of that. But I'm like that can't be your only escapism. Like you must. I'm not even saying do something for money, but just have a hobby which is something you can look forward to.
Yeah.
That's not scrolling TikTok. That's something not even make money, just even if it's clay making, do pottery.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday evening, you meet up with some friends, you do your pottery, and that's it. It's away from medicine, your work. It's away from me. Do something independent of me. I don't need to be involved. Do something that it's just you go out, you meet these local people, you do your thing. We've not found said thing.
Yeah.
And I really want her to just find her thing, not like to get away from me or anything like that. Just time for
just
her.
Just find something else.
Yeah, just something to look forward to, man. Cause I think that keeps you going. I think work is one thing. You can enjoy your job, enjoy your career. But they just have something where it's for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think sometimes people like you kind of see I think sometimes it depends where you live. Like if you live in a like close to inner city London, probably zone one, zone two, maybe a bit of zone three, there's more stuff on, and it's probably, if you live in like a young professional area, like a Clapham, or you live in a Putney, or wherever, where the young professionals tend to congregate, there's all these stuff on because it's almost like university, it's that post-grad lifestyle sort of thing. I think we obviously live in a bit further out, as I definitely do. There's probably less of it. I mean, obviously, she's probably not looked as thoroughly. I've not looked as thoroughly, but it's probably less on. So, and if you're not that sort of tuned in, you're not living the. I rent a room in Clapham, so I'm meeting up with my friends. If your home is comfortable enough, you may not leave your home that much. Yeah. It's probably another way.
Also,
but there's also but there's also a thing of like, you don't have to leave the home.
Yeah.
Like your hobby could be, whatever. Let's just pick something out there, like painting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still a case of, I've got the kids. I'm going to bounce to the park.
You stay at paint.
Yeah, you stay at paint. Yeah. We ain't going to be back soon. I'm going to go to my mum's or whatever. I'm going to plan a day with the kids and you've got this time to do your shit. Knit a jumper, whatever it is. But you'll get back and it'll be like, so what did you do? And she's like, oh, so I put two loads of washing on and you know that bit around the tap? I got it off. I saw this thing online, vinegar and some baking powder. I don't know. It's gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you wasted my time.
It's bad.
I turned down a gig for this.
No, because last week, because I was it's been two Mondays in a row where I've come back from work early, specifically because she wanted to go to the gym. So like, fair enough. And I do get it. Sometimes you want to go to the gym the day before, but it gets the day you're knackered. It's just like, you're getting on. And so I get it. But I come back and she just had some kind of social issue with a friend of some sort where that had just two-footed tackled her whole vibe. So she couldn't go to the gym. She's like, I'm not going now. I'm stopped. I was like, what's that? That was your time to like,
that was your escapism.
You could have escaped, like, go and. A few days she went to gym, it actually cleared her mind. Like, yeah, go gym. But I was saying, flip that around. If I said I'm gigging or I'm playing football on Tuesday night, nothing could happen in my day that's stopping me from going football.
It literally would have
to be our child is ill, we have to go to hospital. I was like, all right, fair enough, let's go. But if it's our child's ill, but like, do I need to stay in? Because I got football at nine. I feel like with men, it's like when you have a kid, I went from Darren to Darren who has a kid.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like my missus went from Naomi to a mother. And it just comes
all incompetent.
And it's like, it's just their essence and stuff. And even to the fact that like, she's made way more new friends than I have.
As a parent.
It's all through parenting, it's all through mum's groups. And then because of that, like her existing friends, it's like a thing of either it's the ones with kids she's carried on with, and it's almost like the ones without kids, like you get a vibe, there's a separate WhatsApp group.
and they
do fun things to get over that. So they're doing this, and then it's occasionally when it's a birthday or something, that's when
everyone
like,
comes together.
I see it in the joint calendars. All right, I can't gig that day, fair enough, because you ain't seen your girls for that long. Yeah, go to the birthday, have fun, don't worry, that's fair. But it's like, but it's so few and far between,
whereas
that's become like a, like we've had this earlier on in the pod where it's like, I'm always trying to fit stuff around your things. And I'm like, all right, but let's have a look at the calendar. I did nothing for 2 weeks, 3 weeks there.
Yeah.
What did you do those evenings? And it's just like, but you need to tell me. I don't have to tell you, you've got to do something.
You've
got to do so. If you want to do something, go do it. Like, that's because that's how my mind works.
There's it's a space so different.
I've got that before different. I left today. She was, so I signed my stepdaughter up for football training on a Saturday morning.
Nice.
And I said, yeah man, this is gonna be like our thing. She was like do I have to come every weekend, like, cause I don't know if I can do this cold morning thing. And I was like, no,
is this your stepdaughter saying this?
And I was like, no, it's calm, like, don't worry about it, and then we went weekend just gone, and then I was like, so I said to the stepdaughter, I'm gonna get you shin pads and
Yeah.
Everything. You like it, yeah, you want to carry on, right, cool, let me invest a bit, get you the right stuff. And then she was like, yeah, so next weekend, and I was like, I'm in Birmingham.
I knew the gig was gonna come.
She was like, what about after that? I was like, let me put it this way. I'm not here for like another six Saturdays.
Woo! That's a whole Saturday half a term.
Are you wearing the Friday? Is that?
Yeah, I'm. Well, I could make it work. It's like Birmingham, and I can't remember where else after that. But it's not where I have to leave out. But I was like, the Fridays are still open.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know how these chips might fall. But like with the calendar, I'm like, you've got my calendar. You saw all these weekends before they got filled. We could have just gone boom, 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 boom. Like, I'm not the type of guy that's going to be like, do you know what we should do this weekend?
Yeah.
We should go to a vineyard and sample the wine. I'm not going to, like, people...
That's not you.
The question is coming up now that it's approaching October. Well, it is October when this comes out. It's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm that guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a plan aheader. You know what I mean?
You more like, live in the moment.
People, like, even on the days of gigs, like, what time you got to leave? Psh, I don't know, man. What time are you on? I don't know.
Yeah.
Go with the vibe.
I know there's a roundabout time I have to leave.
Yeah.
About an hour before that time is when I'm going to check.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be in that window and I go, oh, that's when I have to leave. Other than that, I don't know. So you tell me what you want to do.
Yeah.
And we'll do it.
So yeah, so I guess, yeah, it seems like a universal thing. Got the person who's asked the question is the woman who's asked the question about...
No doubt, about hobbies, and she's trying to find something. Find something you enjoy. That's what I would say. Just find... There's probably so much shit that probably during school or uni you didn't have the time or the money or whatever to explore. This could be your moment. But do it because you enjoy it. Because if this is going to be your escapism, it needs to be something that you genuinely enjoy. It's not about the money. It's something that you look forward to. You need something on your calendar that you look forward to so you can remain sane. I think fellas are a lot better at identifying what they enjoy as escapism.
Do you know what I realised when I became a dad? Yeah. I finally understood the concept of a pub.
Oh, just going out to
like, just I knew what a pub was.
Yeah. Just being away from the house.
Yeah, when I saw people at pubs, like at times I didn't associate with like socializing and stuff like that, I was like, loser. And then now I drive past the pub and I see grown men there and I'm like,
grown men escaping.
I want to be like you, G.
It's true.
Golf, never understood golf.
Yeah,
18 holes to walk around. And I'm like, oh!
That's what golf
escapism.
Is.
Escapism.
Yeah, because I think about it, because like, I've got a few pubs that near me, and it's just like, if I actually knew people locally, like, the kids are in bed a certain time.
Yeah.
She's falling asleep. I'd be like,
I'm just going
to go to the pub.
Go to local. Well,
and just sit there and just chat shit with the guys in the pub. Hey, Darren, too.
This is what the pub is for.
But...
Local house to chat shit, drink some beers, chat shit.
But
and then let it all out, walk home.
Like, listen, when I was on what's it for the guy? Paternity
leave, yeah.
My mum was on holiday and every day I left the house for a couple of hours.
Just went
to my mum's house.
Just to escape.
Just watch Netflix. Things I'd already seen.
Right. You just watch it. Again. Just to make sure you, like...
I was just like... I love my son. Love my family. But I was like... This is kind of boring. And I can't be in here...
Yeah.
The whole day. Like, let's put it this way. I could be in here the whole day... if it was just me.
Yeah.
But I can't be in here the whole day.
Mm.
And be like... Because I feel too much pressure to, like, entertain anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if it's quiet, I feel like I want to be asked, like, why is it so quiet?
Yeah, okay. So you like to break the ice.
Yeah, and I'm just like, sometimes I'm just like, it's quiet because I don't want to speak.
Mm. Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to sit here and just watch Sky Sports. I know they said the same thing over and over again.
I'm happy about that.
I don't mind. It gives me a sense of security. There's no surprises. So
funny, man.
Do you think that's why men are like better at making superficial friendships?
Oh, yeah, because easy.
Because we actually have hobbies and interests.
That like, you can that bring you guys together.
Yeah,
brother, like, comedians football. I want to talk to half you guys. Even on the circuit.
Is it? But
football has brought us together.
Yeah, you're able to meet at a Sunday morning and play football.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, yeah, like.
And do you know what vexes me at that?
What?
They want to talk about comedy. I'm like, I'm not here for that.
You're here to kick ball and bounce.
Yeah, I'm here to kick ball and
to
just,
do your fitness.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to know about what's happening.
But even then, talking about comedy, you're talking about football, you don't know shit about each other.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. It's like, I think that's another thing as well. It's like kind of the hobbies and. And I was just do something.
Yeah,
we need to be friends with the people. Yeah.
Doing oh, absolutely!
Like, I played football last week, and one of the comics were like, "You're having a baby, aren't you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am." Yeah.
Where they try to keep up, and you're like, "No, you,
I
you,
am.
You,
yeah. you correct." I did.
Yeah, I play football every Tuesday, and still, I
well locally.
Yeah, yeah. locally, and I knew one of the guys before I started, and even now I'm playing. I'm looking at my man and going. Don't know your name to call for the ball. Yeah, I can't even call for the ball. I'm like, I'm waiting for someone else to say, it's like, Ian, yes, Ian, I'm free. Ian, pass
that
the ball,
is
Ian.
Hilarious.
Don't know.
Are you playing with the same men every?
Yeah, but I just.
Oh, damn.
I do that on a Monday. I do the exact same thing on Monday.
I don't care enough to learn your name. Yeah. I'm coming here just to play.
So I thought the footy addicts, because that's what I use.
Yeah, I'm just here to have a little kick about.
But that's it. That literally, when I do footy addicts, that's it. I don't know these people from Adam. Yeah. You literally sign up. You could be playing someone every time you set up. But you meet for an hour with the understanding that all of you want to play football.
Yeah.
And you want to stay fit. But then it's interesting because I remember I went in for a tackle once and like I went in a bit strong, nothing crazy. Yeah. I didn't go onto the ground.
Yeah.
I said, hey man, I got work tomorrow. Yeah, I can't be off sick. Da, da, da. I'm like, it's football, bro. Yeah. Then psychologically, but it played. I don't know if this was the intention, but psychologically, I was like, ooh, next time I went for him for a tackle, I thought about it. Because I was like, I don't want him to think I'm this going too hard when it's just a kickabout. So I didn't go in harder than I should be going.
Everyone's
because
getting crunched.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, damn, like, yeah, it's true. If you're self-employed and you get an ankle injury, you can't walk.
You don't know. But I was saying, but if it was women playing, she would have known that, the relationship that other player has with their mother.
Do you want me to call Sandra? Yeah. Tell her you're not going to be in.
They know how many kids they've got. They know what kind of psychological issues got. What medication they're on. It's just bare information.
Mothers need
hobbies.
How many
times have I got back and say like it's been here and they're like, oh, you see, she's down in the mic. Like, yeah. Oh yeah. For after Kristen, yeah, I met Naomi. How is she? I don't know. If Darren's here right now, I presume all is good.
That's me. My wife's asking bare questions about like friends, like Mrs. other halves and that. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, one of our
I don't know.
One of our colleagues, we'll say colleagues, who shall not be named. I didn't know his wife's name for like a year.
A comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
That's just like
whole year I didn't know his wife's name.
So I was like, that's my
wife. Bare times. I was like, that's my man's wife.
My man's wife.
I didn't know.
That's crazy.
So much information that they don't, and it's so in depth and stuff.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that might be a barrier to having these hobbies. It's like, I need to
really connect
with these people. You don't.
No, absolutely. Superficial is best.
You can see the same.
Hey, big man.
Yeah.
Little head nod.
That's it.
Little head nod. Yeah. Hey, Deodorus. Hey.
Is that I used to have a daughter football. Mm. There was one Asian guy who was there, and we always chat because when our kids are doing this, like they do this.
Yeah.
And then when the session's over, we go our separate
ways. Peace out.
And I saw him on the train the other day. I saw him. I was like, oh, you're right. He's like, yeah. Just carried the walking past each other.
So basically, you're basically gym bros, but it's not gym.
But I know for a fact that if that was my missus at this class for the kids, and that was another woman, they would have gone for a play date with each other, and they would have sat down, we'd been in each other's houses,
yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah,
allergies
yeah.
the kids have, and it would have been all up in each other's lives, And then maybe 4 weeks to 8 weeks later, it's like, I'm not sure if I really want to be around that person.
Do you think just, their hesitation comes from thinking that every relationship has to end up or has to go down the route you just described?
Maybe.
Where it's like, I can't just do a superficial friendship. We need to be involved in each other's lives. It's like, I haven't got capacity for another friendship.
I think that might be it.
But fam, I got a neighbour. Nicest guy. He gave us a card when my son was born. Congratulations.
Who's it addressed to? Like your door number? You don't do that style.
It didn't even say to like anyone.
Congratulations.
From your neighbours at number 7.
I didn't even say their names, just from your neighbours.
I respected it.
I love that shit. It's the thought that counts.
I know your name, cuz.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. But he respected the level.
Yeah.
He said, this is what it is. You know what it is. I know what it is. And it's staying here, fam.
Yeah. No, we're not coming round for dinner. Yeah. Fam,
if I kick ball and we're down a number and I knock on your door and say, can you kick ball? And I say, yeah, you're free. Yeah, I'm free. Let's go, man. When I say number 7 on the pitch.
Talk about your door number.
I'm talking about you, cuz. Man, not number 7. We ain't got numbers on that. You don't know. You don't know why I call him number 7.
Hey.
Yeah?
Big energy. Big 7. Anyway, we probably should wrap this up now, man. We're getting before they kick us out, man.
Start another segment. But I guess that's our recommendation to the listener is...
Hey, man, get some hobbies.
Get some hobbies. Make some superficial friendships.
Yeah, you fucking loser.
Yeah. Superficial. You don't have to be all deep, man. Nah.
Yeah, fucking grow a pair and get a hobby.
It was Naomi.
Oh, right.
It worked.
You can do what you want. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, that's sounds good. Like
enough. And if Darren's not on board, then I'll talk to him.
All right. Stop making best friends in the toilet.
No, I'm fucking with you.
That's it, lady. Stop making best friends in the toilet.
Yeah, man.
That's their hobby. That's their hobby. And then when the club goes away, so does their identity.
Ooh!
What?
Clip it. Put him in the bin.
Dr. Kazma. What?
What? Hey, man, there's been another episode of them late nights and them wet wipes. I've been Mike Wakadiri. To my left has been...
You only got about...
60-odd episodes.
Yeah, 60-something episodes. I was trying to do the maths in my head, but I got dyscalculia, so that's like dyslexia, it's, but not as prominent. Like, people don't know about it, innit? Yeah, BLM forever. Kazim Jamal.
And to the left.
Darren Griffiths.
Hey, take care and peace. Boom, blast the ting.